So good evening, everyone. I'm here to talk about Tripoli Australia's attempt to build the biggest amateur rocket in history. Yeah. And show the Americans how it's done. But first, a little background about the rocket. So one of the great landmarks in man's scientific achievement is undoubtedly when we first got to space. Sent objects beyond that imaginary 100-kilometre line, the Kármán line, and first time in history we're no longer confined to this little ball of rock. The universe was open to us. And that's a very important date. In my opinion, one of the greatest dates in history. Most people think of the space age starting with Sputnik in 1957. But of course, before we launched a satellite into orbit, we had to get to space. And that happened much earlier. The dawn of the space age was actually 15 years earlier, on the 3rd of October 1942, when a V2 rocket became the first human object to touch space. So this momentous occasion, why didn't we learn about this at school? Because the scientists were working for a top secret military program, and the rocket scientists were told to keep their mouth shut. 1942 was in the middle of World War II, so whatever information was out there was severely restricted. But worst of all, and by far worst of all for this, was the rocket was built by the bad guys. So understandably, no one wants to celebrate anything done by the Nazis, but in terms of sheer scientific ability, that's what we're concentrating on with this rocket and why we're building it. It's nothing to do with the war, and in fact, we're going to great lengths not to mention the war, as Fawlty Towers would say. My son wanted me to use a meme where he had one of Hitler going, "You have to be this high to ride the ride." Okay, but as rocket scientists, there's a technology that's intrigued me, and you have to understand in 1942 what a quantum leap forward this was. Here's a contemporary rocket of the day, a Russian Katusha rocket. It was a very famous military weapon, but it had a range of a few kilometres and carried a warhead of about 5 kilometres. Warhead of about 5 kilograms, a few kilometres. So, this is the rocket of the day. Nothing's much changed in hundreds of years since the British were using Congreve rockets, similar systems, solid fuel. And then the Germans had this. The V2 stood 40 feet high. That's a four-storey building. Weighed 14 tonnes. Could fly a one-ton payload hundreds of kilometres. Just to imagine the Allies' surprise when we saw this, the technological leap is like biplane to jet plane, or if the Germans had suddenly turned up with laser rifles. This was just unfathomable that they'd made this leap with rocket technology. So much so that the capture of the German rocket scientists became a priority at the end of the war. And so after the war, both the Russians and Americans were using captured scientists, and the British to a lesser extent. Wernher von Braun is probably the most famous of these, who played a key role with NASA and sending the Apollo program to the moon. Okay, so that's the V2, that's why I'm interested in it, and that's where we're sort of aiming towards. So let's jump forward 60 years. Okay, I've been flying model rockets for several years now, and it's pretty addictive stuff. We were talking about with kids. I started with my son, actually. I bought him for a birthday, a little model rocket at the hobby shop. And we played with it that day, and he thought it was nice, but I loved it, and I kept going. And to the point, Liam's not allowed to touch my rockets anymore. And in rocketry, as David was saying, people tend to specialise into different directions. Some use solid motors, hybrid motors, some want the highest, some want the fastest. And in my case, I like the big rockets. The minimum diameter Mach-busting ones, the missiles are fantastic, but often they're gone in a flash and no one really knows what they did. And it's the guy at home reading his altimeter printouts that night goes, "Oh, I, you know, set a Mach record," or "I got, you know, an extra 1,000 feet. It's, to me, the crowd pleasers are the big ones rumbling into the sky at the flights. So in 2012, while working towards my Tripoli Level 3 certification, David showed that rocket. But standing up gives you a much better appreciation just how big it is. So that's one of the largest amateur rockets ever built in Australia, and it's quite beautiful, if you know, if I say so myself. The weight of that, it came in about 25 kilograms. So it's the trick with these things, weight is critical in rocketry, as you all know. So that's very deceptive. It looks very strong. It's cardboard, epoxied cardboard tube mostly. It was built for size, not for any other purpose. It could have flown. Size does matter. It could have flown a smaller frame. So last year, the Olympics of Rocketry was announced for Queensland in 2015. This is where rocketeers from all over the world are going to assemble for one massive long weekend of rocketry. And so far, they're coming from about 10 different nations, mostly from America, but we've got guys from Holland, England, India, all over the place. And it's going to be absolutely massive. And our club in Victoria has been talking about doing a club build for a long time, for years. But rocket guys are funny. They're hard to motivate. It's like herding cats. So we finally had an event where we could aim towards. And so I said, let's do our club build. And then we had to think what we wanted to build. One of the things I would have liked to have done was a big Saturn V, a big scale model of Saturn V. But we talked about it. Steve E from Ohio, he launched a 1/10 scale, a massive rocket, absolutely enormous. And it was spectacular. It worked perfectly. It was so successful. I don't know. I doubt it'll ever be better in terms of Saturn. That's why I thought, oh, well, let's turn their mind elsewhere. Canberra actually has a V2 rocket, the Australian War Museum. And it's not on public display. So I can't believe one of 20 in the world perhaps left, and they've got it locked up in a warehouse. So I sort of overstated my rocket credentials when I was in Canberra and managed to get a private viewing with it. So, and I met my dream girl. She looks after the rocket. She's in her 20s, beautiful, and has a V2. So maybe my next life. So when I was there, I was taking measurements and getting ideas, and this really had me thinking, okay, we should build a big one of these. But how big can we go? All right, so, you know, 1-4, 1-3, 1-2 even. So this is a 1-4 I built as a concept rocket, because it's the diameter of this rocket that's a killer. It's long and thin's easy, wide is hard. So I built this 1-4 using some pretty revolutionary rocket construction techniques to get the weight down. And this enormous rocket only weighs 15 kilograms. So, and there's a lot of questions about would it work, would it fly? And with a lot of sweat and tears, it did. It flew beautifully. It was absolutely awesome sight to see. So we had another club meeting, and the club agreed, let's be bold. Let's forget about 1-3 or 1-2. Let's go. Let's shoot for the works and go for a 1-1, a 1-1 scale V2 rocket. As I said, that's 4 stories tall, 4-story building that has to fly. So why do something so difficult? And I always say, I think a better man than me can answer that. He was another rocket fan. We do it because it's hard, and it is very hard. So we decided we'd start, and it started with plans and drawings and concepts and testing different things. And this went on for a couple of months. Fortunately, we had a draftsman who got in on the project, working out how we're going to get this baby in the air and get it back down safely, how we're going to transport it. And so over the last 12 months, we've been building. And it's a long, laborious project, I've got to tell you. There's welding going on. There's fiberglassing going on. That's fins being constructed. That's a base plate. The guy came in the workshop, thought we were making tables for Chinese restaurants. It was when it was lying out, it was that big. It's just, everything on this thing is just so huge, takes so long, and the weight just keeps adding up and adding up and adding up. I say scaling up is a bitch. A 1-10 rocket, when you upscale it to 1-1, isn't 10 times heavier, of course, it's 1,000 times heavier. So we just work keeping the weight down and getting it so it's strong enough to fly. It's been built in 3 sections. This is the central section here, the frame, and that weighs 49 kilograms all up. There's a lot of I reckon. We've got engineers on the thing looking at it and putting in their input, but yeah. It's some of it's, as I said, we've test-flied different ideas to see, and that was Wernher von Braun said, you know, research is what I say I'm doing when I don't know what I'm doing. So can we do it? We're building as light and strong as we can, and if it flies, wonderful. If it doesn't, that's rocketry. And that cylinder there, that's the polystyrene skin that goes around it to keep the weight down, and then that's fiberglass over that. There's a million jobs going on here. Finance, safety, transport, video, photography, we're making a movie about it, flight sims, recovery, ignition systems, section separation, which has been a real problem, nose cone tips, electronics, special effects, motor installation, website, and a million other jobs. It's, I sort of spend an hour on this every night trying, because I'm the coordinator trying to make it all come together. I've got 30 members in the club, and I reckon everybody gets rung up giving jobs all the time. So, in fact, after this, David and I are going doing a job to do with motor retention. Okay, building a rocket like this costs a lot of money. We've probably burnt through about, $11,000 so far. Nothing's for free. If you're interested and you want to, any small donation would be greatly appreciated. Be part of rocket history, because I don't know how anyone's going to go bigger than this. The Americans will do their heads in, but I don't know what they're going to do to go bigger than this. Also, Thunder Down Under, and there's going to be some huge stuff in Queensland. The Dutch boys are building huge cluster rockets. The Americans have got some very big single motors coming over. There's two stages. It'll probably never happen again in Australia. So we'll only get a few thousand feet. We won't get to space, but it's more just so people get the concept. And that's something for your bucket list too. If you're interested in rocketry, there's two big American launches every year. One is LDRS, which is the family-friendly one. There's lots of kids flying low-powered. People bring along their high-powered rockets. But the really serious one's in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada. It's called Balls. And you've got to drive out into the desert and camp out in the desert. And they launch some seriously big experimental rockets. That's where they did the amateur rocket to space 10 years ago. They actually got one amateur rocket to the 100Ks. Yeah, and it's for people who are seriously interested in rockets. They on the website says, we don't encourage spectators, although they do accept them. They say, we don't want you to bring your kids along. This isn't a family-friendly event. This is serious stuff. So, well, it's a little bit taller. Yeah, physically taller, but we're in the Guinness Book of Record claim, the guy handling it is going to put it in as biggest rocket by volume, because someone might build one, stick, it's like tallest building, they might stick an antenna and make it, a foot taller, but no one will ever, I don't think, repeat this bastard diameter. It's 1.6 metres wide, so it'll be taller anyway, but certainly much larger, and much, much larger in volume because of the physical diameter of the... We're only going to get 2,000 or 3,000 feet. It's all just grunt to get it off the ground. The burn goes for about 2 seconds. It just literally flings it into the air. It's all that weight. It'll go fast and quick straight away. But yeah, it won't coast for long. There's with no long burn period. But anyway, get involved. Have a look at the website, and if you want to come along to Thunder, you'll be made more than welcome. Thank you. Thank you.